While foreign buyers might not be a major factor in Canada's housing market, Canadians are making their mark as one of the top foreign buyers in the U.S. Of the $53.3 billion United States dollars worth of U.S. residential real estate purchased by foreign buyers between April 2022 and March 2023, $6.6 billion United States dollars can be attributed to Canadian buyers, according to a new report from the U.S.-based National Association of Realtors, NAR. Based on U.S. sales dollar volume, Canada is ranked as the second top foreign buyer. China is first with a dollar volume of $13.6 billion United States dollars. When it comes to the share of foreign buyers in the market, Canada is third, 10%, behind China, 13%, and Mexico, 12%. In the previous 2022 survey period, Canadians were the top foreign buyers of property in the U.S. at 11%. Canadians are being drawn to the U.S. due to short- and long-term rental opportunities, lower price per square foot, the potential for a vacation home and agreeable landlord laws. The result is a steady presence of Canadian homebuyers south of the border. Apart from, say, New York, you're getting a lot more for your money in these U.S. cities, even some pretty major cities, said Matt Christofferson, a research analyst with NAR. Toronto's average per square meter housing price is $10,947 United States dollars, Chicago's is $1,950, according to the August 1 report. Vancouver-based real estate agents Amy Leong and Ali Balam are taking advantage of the market of Canadians looking to buy a home in the U.S. "We've got some clients that are negative, see, $1,000 a month cash flow," said Balam. "They've still done very well on the return on their properties. Say they bought 3-4 years ago, they still made, see, $200,000 to, see, $300,000 even with the correction that has happened so far in the last few months. Now, they're going to take that money and repurpose it into another market where they're no longer to be negative cash flow." Of the Canadians buying in the U.S., 55% are buying in Florida, with the next most popular states being Arizona at 14% and California at 4%. Leong and Balam said that Arizona is the state they focus on the most. They categorize it as green tape state, with little to no Airbnb or short-term rental restrictions. David Putinen, managing partner at RealFile Chartered Professional Accountants, said that 80% of his clients who were investing in Canada are now looking in the U.S. He said that while historically Florida has been a top destination for Canadian buyers, price appreciation is pushing Canadians to other states. When it comes to investing in longer-term rental properties, a year lease or more, the Midwestern U.S. is in high demand. The U.S. Midwest is the most popular place right now for Canadian investors. Just because, especially for those who are trying to buy multifamily properties, you can buy a multifamily building for $50,000 United States dollars or $60,000 United States dollars a unit, Putinen said. For Airbnb, Arizona, and more specifically, Scottsdale is the hub. So many U.S. citizens are migrating to Arizona. They're coming from Portland, they're coming from Seattle. There's so much economically that's going on in that state. There's a lot of migration throughout the U.S., and it's not just Canadian foreign buyers buying in Arizona, said Balam. Vacation homes are the top target for buyers looking for U.S. properties, 49%. With the second being primary residence, 29%, according to the report. 11% of buyers are looking for a combination of vacation and rental, 7% buy to rent their property. Out of all the foreign buyers in the U.S., Canadians are the most likely to buy vacation homes. "Our clients are real estate investors, and more people are looking for that extra income source," said Putinen. "Maybe it's to supplement retirement, maybe it's to get an early retirement. And then there are some who, frankly, want to build an empire." He added that Canadian interest in U.S. real estate will slow down. "Interest rates are dictating a lot of it. Plus, Canadian banks aren't particularly easy to deal with for U.S. investing. More people are going to be looking at long-term rentals in the next little while. I think that the opportunities in the U.S. Midwest will become more attractive for Canadian buyers," That'll get a little bit hotter. CL Wilson at glaciermedia.ca. Updated August 17, 2023. To clarify, Balaam was referring to Canadian currency.